Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Indeed, news listeners, we have arrived. It is your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 27th of August, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been going on, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off our Friday edition with some Google news for you and a little bit of customized Play Store app ratings for users and a little bit of new things going on in the Google Play Store. Google, yes, has announced changes how it will calculate and display app ratings on the Play Store and in hopes of making it more useful for end users out there. Now, what Google plans to do is break things down with specific ratings for the country your device is registered in and then specific ratings for the form factor of the device that you're using to browse the Play Store. Now, the reason why Google might be trying to do this in certain countries and devices around the world is the fact that not every app offers the same features or functionality everywhere because of national laws, universal law, you know how the things go on. And other things probably have to do with Android fragmentation, but that's a whole other monster on its own. It also works out for developers, too. Say you're a developer of a certain app, and say in this sort of country they don't accept payments for your app, and then you get a crap rating. Well, it shouldn't affect you because it's the country's fault. Not yours. Now, Google plans on rolling out the country-specific ratings this coming November, with every feature coming on board sometime at the end of 2022. Those are more form factor-specific ratings, say for tablets, foldables, Chrome OS, Wear OS, and even Android Auto, which we know doesn't exist anymore. So, Google, you probably should have updated your press release on that one. Zoomies out there, you got some new features coming your way. There's a lot of us are still stuck in front of a screen trying to conduct work nowadays. Yes, Zoom, the communications platform, is introducing a raft of new updates for your meetings, your chat, and even phone calls. The first new feature rolling out is actually gestured activated reactions for iPad. When you raise your hand or give a thumbs up during a meeting, it actually will automatically show the corresponding icon in your video panel. If it sounds exciting to you, well, just be used to those features for now, because they're the only gestures that are actually supported currently, though Zoom is saying this could change in the very near future. Now, the reason for this is to have non-verbal feedback to allow participants to actually communicate within the host while maintaining the flow of a meeting. They're also hoping that physical gestures for Zoomies will help them express themselves without the fear of mishaps. Now, other things we're seeing, Zoom is making the chat sidebar easier to navigate with public and private channel markers, so now the display will generally show fewer chats and channels per group. And as far as those privacy features go, that will actually prevent others from accessing shared line calls. And finally out there, those of you on Discord are probably very familiar with GroovyBot. Well, GroovyBot is dead. Now, those of you that don't know what GroovyBot is, it actually lets people jam together with music from YouTube. However, though, folks over at YouTube, yeah, they don't like GroovyBot. In fact, YouTube has actually sent cease and desist orders to GroovyBot's owners, asking them to shut it down within 7 days. GroovyBot actually officially said they will go offline on August 30th. Now, as you probably guessed, GroovyBot, at least according to a YouTube spokesperson, they violated the terms of service and actually modified the way YouTube worked and charged for the privilege. Funny enough, if GroovyBot was actually free, they might have got away with it. But their premium subscription for the bot actually started at $3.99 a month. Now, about 250 million users are going to be affected on Discord. That apparently is how many people are using GroovyBot on the platform, which is actually installed on over 16 million Discord servers. So if you want to get the most out of your $4.99, you got 3 days left to do it. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is, of course, where you can find this show. Yes, the news show. The Mac Show, of course, is over there as well. The Big Show and the Fantastic Photo Show, too. You can also give us a like over there on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join the BTN community over at our Slack room today by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a great Friday, have a fantastic weekend ahead, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.